We're going to put our heads together and figure out what that thing is.
Mix 96, we're Dana Michelle, good morning.
Doing this because, honestly, I've had this in my mind ever since we moved here, years ago. So the reason I thought of it, though, was because when we first moved here, we rented in Natomas, and there were these, like, we called them, I don't know, they were just like, looked like walls out in the middle of nowhere, just off of 5, right?
Yeah, you've
five
seen
and arena ish, right? Isn't that where it is?
Just big gray walls.
And so Michelle, we're driving by yesterday. She puts it on Facebook, facebook.com/Dan and Michelle, and asked the question, what are these things?
Snap the picture, like, what is up? Like, nothing has happened to them since we've lived
here. They're still there.
And they're still there. So I'm just asking, like, anyone know what this is all about?
Yeah.
And I'm loving the comments. I don't think anyone really has a definitive answer. Jennifer says, I think the building moratorium kind of put a halt on them and took it over once it was lifted.
Yes.
John says they were going to be housing structures used for the zombie apocalypse, but now it's everyone on their own.
Okay, John, I'm not sure about that one.
Melissa says, who knows anymore? I've been in Natomas for years and nothing has ever been done.
Right.
Jess, I watched them get to where they are, and it's been like that for 10 years or so. And Isabel feels like I feel. For real, my hubby and I wonder the same thing when we go by on I-5. Put it to use or take it down.
Okay, but I think we do have an answer. I think we can wrap our brains around that it was a failed project. Nobody's taken it up since.
Yes, and Recession. Somebody says, yes, that it was a project that went bankrupt and nobody took it over. So I don't know, though, that we have a definitive answer. And I'm like, what was it going to be?
Well, okay, here's what I'm trying to tell you, is I feel like that's it.
That's
so
enough.
I'm taking that, as a definitive
but
answer.
But why
that
can't we
sense.
Take them down? They're ugly.
I don't know. All you have to do is kind of lean against them. Pink.
Kind of an eyesore, right?
You know what's an eyesore? Here's what I want our collective brains to get together on. And I know a lot of you have thought this and are going to have wondered the same thing for years. What is that castle-looking thing off of 80 and near Douglas? Okay, so if you're going eastbound on 80, before Douglas, you look over to your right and you see this castle-looking thing. All right, some of you, there has to be at least one of you that knows what that's about.
Maybe you own the place and you can call us.
Maybe you do. Okay.
What's the backstory?
What is the deal with this thing? It's got a bus. I think I've seen a tow truck there, a boat, a ton of cars, a limo, flagpoles. I got to be honest. I think it's like the place where they train creepy clowns for movies like It. And they do a really fantastic job. All the clowns go in, they get their clown creepy training, and they're sent off into the world with red balloons and all. I'm telling you, the place kind of creeps me out, and I'm wondering, what is it?
What's
the backstory?
Yeah, is it a house? Was it a castle turned house?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like it's on a lot of land.
It does.
Prime real estate.
Probably worth a little bit of money, wouldn't you think?
We can't be the only ones.
It looks like a hoarder owns it. I'm going to say that outright. I don't want to offend anybody if that's crazy Uncle Joe or whatever, but it looks like a hoarder might live there. So we just want to know.
Someone's got to know. What's the story? What's the backstory?
Tell us. You can text us 96961 or you can call us 766-5969. What's the deal with the castle? I knew we put our minds together. We can figure this mystery out.
Mix 96. Good morning. We're Dan and Michelle.
I do have to say, I should have asked this question a long time ago about the castle on 80. It does look like a castle. It's always been kind of a weird thing to me. Like, what's that thing about? Like, if you're going eastbound on 80, before Douglas, you see that castle off to the right. What is that thing about, right? So I asked, and apparently we had a lot of people text in about articles that have been written about it. Mm-hmm. The guy's name was Jerry Lee. Apparently Jerry Lee owned a beauty college is what I'm reading. Okay. We had so many texts. But I'm also here for people that, you know, we're also here for people that just moved here. Somebody texted in and said, OMG, I just drove there yesterday to Roseville, saw that castle. I just moved here. So I asked friends in Roseville. They have no clue. So there are people like us that have no idea.
That it's one of those things, I think, you drive by it and you're like, oh, what is that? But then when you get where you're going, you forget to Google it.
So we have established it's owned by Jerry Lee. The castle place apparently is called Disgraceland. Did you hear that over there?
No.
Did anybody write you over on Facebook?
Yeah, Disgraceland.
I had more than 5 texts that said the castle is called Disgraceland. I doubt it's called Disgraceland by Jerry Lee.
Or it's kind of a fun play on Graceland.
That has a moat. We've heard this. I didn't see the moat.
I've always wanted a moat.
Well, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want a moat?
And a drawbridge.
I'm just so happy we're solving mysteries. At least mysteries in my own mind, right?
Hey, a lot of people are wondering also, I think.
Yeah, I wasn't alone. Hey, Lulu.
You know, I've been in it.
Oh,
what?
What's it like
you
inside?
Have?
So my dad wanted to get, back in the early 80s, mid-80s, my dad wanted to get some peacocks for my sister that lived up in Portola.
Yeah.
And Jerry Lee actually had some that he was selling. So we got to go inside. So weird and just different things going on. It was really strange.
So let me ask you something. He's still alive. So if I were to literally walk up to the door and knock, would he let me in?
Probably not. Okay. I'm sure he gets that a lot. I don't know if you could even get that close to the house. I would think he would have a gate now.
Okay. I'm just curious because it's like I've always wanted to know, and I wondered how he'd react to that. Like if I just said, hey.
Really? You would do that? You would just go up to his house?
Well, I mean,
house,
I've
like,
been curious.
Hey, tell me. What you got going on here?
I don't know about the link and all that.
And sell me a peacock.
Sell peacock. Come on, Michelle. Stop it.
It makes sense that he would sell peacocks.
The peacocks are long dead. God rest their soul. Okay. By the way, and I said Disgraceland. Probably Jerry Lee doesn't name it that or didn't name it that. It's on his gate. Apparently, somebody just texted it.
Kidding.
All these things we're learning. Is this insane or what?
He named it. He's proud of it.
Hey, Eric.
I know that my wife, she used to be friends with the daughter of the people that own the castle.
Okay, so they have a family, a very normal family.
Oh, they're not normal.
Okay.
See what happens when you assume, Dan.
They have a decent amount of money, so they're not crazy. They're eccentric.
Okay.
Some speed here on this. But yeah, she went over there one time, and she was just kind of creeped out by the people themselves, and she never went back.
Interesting.
But yeah, it's a privately owned. They live in it, and they are kind of hoarders.
No, I could tell. I could
tell. It's spilling over into the front yard.
You have a tour bus from 1952, all right? We should start a new feature on our show, just solving mysteries.
Ooh.
Asking the questions that people want to know locally. I know a lot of people are like, well, duh, we've known about this for years, but a lot of us didn't know.
I feel like I learned a lot about Disgraceland.
Me too.